And so it is, dear friends in Chambra, that we join our energies together for this sacred time in this sacred space. Oh, indeed, I, Tobias, have been waiting since our last gathering to come back and enjoy this family reunion that we have, waiting to be with you, waiting to hear you in Shaud, profound, profound wisdoms, dear Chambra, that you are coming through with. Wisdoms that we are studying here on this side of the veil. You are coming to such deep, but yet simple, new understandings of who you are. You are coming to understandings from the heart, not from the mind. Oh, there are so many books about religion and spirituality that were written from the mind, but dear Chambra, what you are doing different is you are coming from your feelings. You will see this. You will understand more of this in these months and years to follow. But that is the difference that we see. There is not long, detailed listings of rules. There is not heavy materials that you are coming out with that need to be studied. Chambra, you are keeping it so simple, so profound, and so wise. In our gathering a month ago when you said that power was an illusion, this was, in a sense, a breakthrough of quantum proportions. So many of you, including Gaudra, still do not realize the implications of this. But, dear friends, this is base material and core material for the new energy. These were not just words that you spoke to fill some space or time. This was a new understanding and a new feeling that you are coming to. That is why we, all of us, the angels on this side of the veil, come rushing in to be with you, to listen to you, to feel you, to share the moment with you. Let us do that now. Let us share the moment. Let us start Chambra all over the world. Let us join in together in a single, simple breath together. Allow it to touch your divinity. Allow yourself to be bold. And let us all allow ourselves to be in this moment in silence and feel it. For all of you who are listening in today, there is nothing wrong with your computer. There may be afterward done, but for a moment here, allow yourself to feel in the moment with all Chambra. So much to be shared here in this moment together. So much feeling comes through. So much of you opens up. Yes, indeed, it does take a bold and daring human angel to be in the moment, fully centered in the now, and to feel. It takes a bold and daring human to open themselves up to feel once again. But this, dear Chambra, is where the core is where the real information is where the divinity can come shining through. We see We see the journey that you have been on, peeling away layers and layers and layers that have kept you from feeling, kept you from truly understanding who you are. Yes, indeed, it does take a bold and daring human to open that up. With what you spoke of in our gathering last month, you acknowledged that power was an illusion. So therefore, dear friends, when you open up, when you allow yourself to feel once again, you do not need to worry about somebody intruding on your space or energy. You see, you have closed down so much. You have put up those barriers so that another could not take you over, consume you, steal your energy, control your mind, control your life, enslave you in any way. You have all been through that. You have been slaves and slave owners. You have felt what it is like for somebody to take your power. You have felt what it is like to have power over another's life. And in doing so, you've closed down. You have hidden your own feelings from yourself. But now, with the understanding that power was an illusion, there is just energy. Energy for you to play with however you want, however you want to create with it. But the power was an illusion. Therefore, you can never truly enslave another. You can never truly take them over. Nobody can control you. Dear friends, at the level of wisdom and understanding that you are at, there are no forces that can control you or take you over, unless you want them to. So it is an appropriate time to be bold and daring and to open those feelings and to know that nothing can come in. Nothing can absorb you. This is a good time in the new energy to truly live. Truly live. So dear friends, let us take another breath here together. And as you do, we will come rushing in even closer to your space and even closer to your feelings. And we ask you to feel all of us, yes, indeed, including our special guest who comes in on this day. Yes, much curiosity around this. We will introduce this one in a few moments. So many of you know this guest today, have worked with this entity in so many ways. Your lives have been influenced by this entity in so many ways. Grand being. But before we introduce our dear guest, also a good friend of mine, yes, indeed, I have many good friends on this side. And yes, I would have to say to the one who saw me on the license plate, that was not me in the car. And for Caldra, I do not always think you're funny, but today was a bit funny. But also to let you know, dear friend, that license plate that you saw does not exist on the car that you saw it on. It had a, what you would say, a normal license plate with the normal letters, but you were feeling, your heart was open. I was sitting next to you. We were talking, and when you looked over, what did you see but Tobias on the license? Tobias driving down the road, yes, indeed. Driving with you. Dear friends, let us talk for a moment here about this age that you were in, this new energy that you are moving into, and this supposed duality between the old and the new. Let us talk for a moment about your religions. We've talked about that before. We would like to speak about that again today before we introduce our guest. The religions of your world right now are going through so much internal chaos They are going through so many changes, but yet there are parts of them that hold on to the old. They do not want the change. They fear the change. And more than anything, they think, remember that word, think, that God does not want them to change from their old ways. So they hang on desperately in spite of everything in their face that shows them it is time to change. Their numbers in terms of those attending the services are dropping. But yet they do not understand why. And they do studies and they have great meetings where they want to know why the numbers are dwindling. And so many times they blame it on humanity. Blame it on the fact that humans are losing their sense of spirituality. This is funny on our side. We laugh about this. Humans are not losing their spirituality. They have more spirituality than ever before. There is more awakening taking place on this planet. An awakening of consciousness that will result in a quantum leap of types in your lifetimes. Great changes sweeping over the lands. Your religions are holding on to the old. They are trying to find ways, dear friends, for them to stay in existence. But what you will see here in these coming years, very strongly, is, as we have said before, that the old walls will come tumbling down. And for so many of them, they will tumble down from the inside. You will continue to see so much chaos in the churches all around the world. The wars that you have right now and the threats of wars upon the land are based in religions. It is not economy. It is not oil. It is about religions. There is old karma at play here. There are conflicts between the Christianity and Islam. There are conflicts between all of the churches. And it is coming to a head now. And this is so appropriate. This is so appropriate. Dear friends, and this is why you are here. Why you are Shambra. Yes, you see. You see, you were the ones who created these churches. You were the ones who created the new thought so very long ago. You helped to build these places, but at some point in your soul, you knew it was time to let go and to allow yourself to come to a new truth and a new understanding. Dear Shambra, you saw how the divine word was distorted and twisted and changed for human purposes. And it saddened you, and it still saddens you at your core. So many of you walked away from not only the religious orders, but from life. You know what I'm speaking about. Yes, you came back in other incarnations, but you led lonely lives off by yourself, disillusioned by what you had created and what that had become in the churches, disillusioned by the wars, by the lack of compassion and love. You were disillusioned by the energies that were created through the churches and then went out and tried to conquer the world. So many of you here involved in one of the many, many, many crusades, and not just the Christian crusades, the crusades of Islam, the crusades of many other religions. So you left the very churches that you loved so dearly, the very churches that you had helped to build, and then you went into seclusion. You went and tried to forget who you were. You saw the result of what you had tried to create, and you did not like it so much, and you hid yourself. You went on a lonely journey, some of you here, for many, many lifetimes. Dozens of lifetimes. alone, removed. You knew within your being that you had the power and the understanding. You knew that you could influence so many things, but yet you hid. You did not allow yourself to come out. You were not bold. You were not daring. You laid low. But you also laid low, knowing at your soul level that the time would come once again for you to come out, for you to express your divinity, for you to be the teacher and the guide for others. But not in the old way, not with the old churches. You would be the ones who would be pioneers and trailblazers. That has caused you many challenges in this lifetime. You knew this was the lifetime of ascension and uniting with yourself. Dear friends, when you look at this concept here, even of the Shambhara University being built on earth, being built in multiple places across the earth, it frightens you. You remember. You look and say, but I helped to create the churches. Look what they have done. Dear friends, that was the old, and it has served a purpose. It has brought humanity on a path of their awakening divinity. As we have talked about before, Gabriel has sounded the call, sounded the trumpet, for you to come back again, for you to be the teachers, for you to step forward, not to create a religion, but to create a consciousness. The call went out not to have lengthy documents and books about how life should be lived, but rather to simply illuminate your own divinity, bring it into your life. That is the best example. That is how you show others, by being in the now as a divine human. They will come to you then. They will come not to memorize lengthy scripts, not to try to follow long rules. They will come to you to feel the glow of your divinity and then to open up theirs. They will come to you to see that it is possible to be a divine angel here on earth. So, we tell you today that you will continue to see so many changes in all of your churches. They will proclaim more than ever that they are right, that they have the way. They will hold on to the old ways, and then their walls will come tumbling down. Do you see, dear Shambhara, why it is so important for you to be here now? When the walls of the churches come down, where will the people go? Who will they turn to? They will be disillusioned like you were disillusioned. They will need the guidance of somebody who has found enlightenment within, not from a book, not from rules, but from within. That is why you are here. That is why, in so many different ways, we are asking you to be bold and daring in your own life right now. Come out. Come out. Dear Shambhara, wherever you are hiding. We will continue to encourage you to step forward in your own life. To step forward. We know you are still hiding. We know you are still somewhat timid, but step forward. With that, we would like to bring in our guest on this day. Dear friends, we ask you to feel the energy here. It is very familiar to so many of you. Our guest, loves all of you so dearly. Our guest is one who... who has walked in human form and gained notoriety on several different occasions. Our guest, dear friends, stood before the burning bush and heard the words of God. Our guest stood atop a mountain one day and felt the skies open up and was inspired in a way that changed the world and still influences the world. Our guest brought forth to his people a message. We would like to bring in Moshe. Moses, dear friends, comes to visit on this day, comes to be with you. And yes, in answer to the question that was just asked in somebody's mind, he did like the movie, and he did like Charlton Heston playing the role. But dear friends, humans ask the strangest questions, particularly at times like this. Dear friends, the energy of Moses comes to be with us today. And yes, he was human. He knows what it is like. He came to deliver his people from enslavement, to free them at a time, dear friends, where they were so down. They were held back. They were slaves to the Egyptians, to the great rulers at that time. Indeed, even as a child, he would have been killed if his parents would have not hid him and then given him up to a royal family, where he was reared not knowing that he was a Jew at the time. It was not until his later years that he discovered that indeed his lineage was as a Jew, that he had been saved and protected. And through this experience, he held his hand out to God in thanks for saving him. Dear friends, Moses went through so many things in his lifetime as a human. Experiences similar to what many of you have had in the past, or perhaps in this lifetime. He was educated. He was in the higher ranks and orders of society at the time. But one day, knowing of his lineage, one day, when he saw one of the guards beat a Jew slave to death, he turned around and killed that guard. His anger, his love for his own people came to the forefront. And he went and hid. He went and hid for many, many years after that. Like so many of you, hiding from your past. Hiding from your past. But it was that he had made such a strong connection with spirit, his own divinity in that lifetime. He could not truly hide. Just as you cannot truly hide, dear friends. You cannot hide from your divinity and from who you are. One day in front of the burning bush, he received the message again. A message that there was work for him to do to take his people out of slavery. Dear friends, Moses was a stammerer. He stuttered, and he said, "Dear God, how can I be a leader? How can I bring my people out of bondage if I stutter?" And it was that he was trying to get out of what he knew. He knew his job was, his mission was. So indeed, Spirit, working through Gabriel, working through Michael in particular, planted the idea in his head for him to have his brother speak for him. Because at the core, he was still afraid to come forth, still afraid to be bold and daring. Dear Shamba, do you understand what Moses, here today with us, is telling you? And so it was that at one point Moses went atop Mount Sinai. And there in meditation and in prayer, asking Spirit, asking God for understanding about how to guide and to lead his people, that the Ten Commandments were delivered. And in a sense, you could say they were not commandments. They were commitments from God. Commitments to Moses and commitments to his people and commitments to all humans on earth. It's interesting how the churches that you helped to create have changed these into commandments. Why would God ever have commandments? God has commitments. Spirit has commitments to you. We'll talk about those in a few moments. So, dear friends, Moses helped to take his people out of bondage, led them on a long journey through the desert, a wonderful metaphor and partially true. Led them on a long, long journey through the desert, through their own clearing, through their own dark night of the soul. He led an entire race. He, dear friends, in the consciousness of the Jews at the time, then created the new state of Israel. And you know so much of the rest of the story. But what you probably did not realize, Moses helped to create new guidelines for humans at the time. He helped them understand how to live a better moral life and a better spiritual life. He helped create rules which were needed at the time, rules that would help a person understand their place in their community, their place in their family, and their place with God. He gave hope to a whole new nation. And his word now still has so much influence across your entire world, particularly with the Christians, with the Jews. What Moses started almost 4,000 years ago still has such a strong influence on your world. Moses helped to bring in the age of Christos, the time when humans could begin to bring their divinity from the outer realms onto earth to integrate with their humanness. Moses was the instigator, the implementer of this, working with so many of you. Yes, there are many here today in our gathering who walked with Moses. Oh, you thought he was a tough old ruler. And he was. He was strict at the time, and he had to be. He was trying to show you and trying to show others the way into your own divinity. It was very difficult at the time. Consciousness was so much different than what it is now. After leading a long and rather challenging life, but very fulfilling and rewarding, Moses left the earth and saw what was beginning to take place. Saw changes sweep over the land, but also saw that there was an imbalance. Saw that there was another group of peoples who were treated as slaves, who were owned as slaves, who had no hope, who had no guidance, and they needed a different message at the time for their group. So dear Moses came back. Dear Moses returned to earth, accepting another challenge, being bold and daring once again, and returning to earth as Muhammad. Moses and Muhammad, the same entity. The question was asked in our last gathering, when would Muhammad come in? And we had to laugh at the time, for we knew of this visit, and we told you then. And we had a bit of a surprise for you. Moses returned as Muhammad, to create Islam, the surrender, the release, the letting go. For there was a peoples, a land of Arab peoples that had old karma, that needed to release it, that needed to let go. And they too needed someone to guide them out of their own prisons, the prisons of their soul. Moses has had such tremendous influence on society as all of you know it. So imagine how he feels right now when he sees this duality, when he sees the conflict between Christianity, Judaism, and Islam all taking place. Now you would think that he would be sad at these events. But dear friends, he has great, great compassion for humans. And he understands what is taking place in the world right now. He understands that humanity is at a time of such change. He understands that what was appropriate back then, the new religions that were appropriate back then, are not so appropriate now. And he comes here today to encourage you on your work, to encourage you, dear friends, to stand at the burning bush, to hear the word of God within you. He encourages you to sit on the mountain like you are doing right now. Not Mount Sinai, but Coal Creek Canyon. To understand the commitment that Spirit has to you, the commitment that you have to your Spirit. He comes here now to ask you to be bold and daring as he was. Moses, the stutterer, the one who could not even get the words out, but yet followed his heart to change the world. Moses, who returned as Muhammad, to help lead another group out of their enslavement, to help give rise of consciousness, to help release this group from their past. So it is a delight to have Moses Muhammad here today, to share our time together, to be in this now moment. We ask you to breathe in and to allow this energy of Moses Muhammad to be with you, to smile at you, to thank you for the work that you do. He has empathy and compassion, for he walked in your shoes several times, breaking new territory, breaking down the old systems, being in his truth. Moses said that, dear friends, he tells us now that the Ten Commandments were appropriate, although somewhat misworded, but they really truly were Ten Commitments. But Moses tells us that if he was to write something now for the new energy, if he was to work with Shamba right now, what would those commitments be? What are the commitments of the new energy? First and foremost, dear friends, Moses says, you are God also. You are God also. Honor this. Accept this. Be in love with this. Feel the God within you. You are God also. Number two, he says, to be in the now moment with God, the God that is within you, the God that is in all things. Allow yourself to feel it. Be in this space. At one point, he would have said, to honor the Sabbath, to honor a single day. Well, that was great work back in his days. to get people to stop for one day, to feel Spirit. What he says now is be in the moment with Spirit, with yourself. Feel that. You do not need to take a separate day. You can be in every moment. Number three, Moses, Muhammad says, honor your lineage. Honor your ancestry. Honor your past. You have gone through so many past lifetimes to get to this point, and sometimes you do not even want to acknowledge who you were. Why do you think you forget about your past lives? Because you put them under the rug. You try to hide them. Honor everything you have done, even those lifetimes that you would consider despicable. Honor them. Nearly 4,000 years ago, he said, honor thy mother and father. Now, he says, honor your lineage. Honor who you were. Honor who you are today. Indeed. And number four, Moshe says, dear friends, be in your truth. Be in your truth at all times. Humans avoid their truth. Yes, indeed, they tell lies because they do not like to see their truth. But be in your truth. It will give rise to new consciousness within you. It will help you to feel. It will help you to understand and to even hear the words of your divinity. If you are in the now and in your truth, dear friends, this will give you all that you need. When you try to avoid the truth of who you were in the past or even actions of this lifetime, it distorts the reality. You live, in a sense, in an altered state. You go outside of the now. Be in your truth. Be proud of who you are. Admit to all of your actions and take responsibility for your life. Be in your truth, dear friends. Number five, Moshe says, you are the creators. You can create your own abundance of life. Everything that you need in the moment, you are the creator. Again, take responsibility. In the days of old, he would have said, do not steal from another. Do not covet thy neighbor's goods. What he says now is you are the creator. You do not need what anyone else has. You can create for yourself everything, everything in your life. Do not look to another and have envy about their lives and the good things that they appear to have, for you do not truly understand the challenges that they go through. Be the creator of your own life. Take responsibility. And finally, Moshe says, dear friends, celebrate life. Breathe in life. Be bold and daring. Feel life. Tell yourself, yes, I choose life. I choose to live. I choose to be here on this planet Earth right now, fully aware who I am, fully aware of what I'm doing here. So, this is what Muhammad and Moses would write on the tablets now for you. It's quite simple. Perhaps they will make a movie out of it. Dear friends, this energy of Moses and Muhammad come back to the earth right now, so very strong, and they will be here for a while, particularly during the transition, that transition time for your churches. They will be here for a while. Moses' energy will continue to be here, and yes, to the one who just asked, yes, indeed, there were what would appear to be miracles created at the times, the parting of the sea. Not so much a miracle, but at the time it appeared that way. And yes, to the ones who are wondering, he will clear the way on the highways down the road for you tonight. He will sit beside you. He will sit beside you and clear the way. So, let us talk for a moment here before the shout about a concept. But we ask you to feel this. You will have the tendency to go very intellectual with this. We warn you right now. And we chuckle. We ask you to feel what we are going to talk about. We're going to talk for a moment about the expanded now. The expanded now. And what that means. The implications in your life. How it is different than just the moment of now. But the expanded now. But again, we ask you to feel this. And when there is all this discussion on your internet message board, one of you, we ask you to be bold and daring and to remind the others as they get into very detailed and complex dissection of what we have said here. Remind the others to go back to feelings. You will understand so much more through feelings rather than trying to intellectualize the concept. Right now, we sit together in an expanded now. It includes you in this moment, fully present, fully with us. But you see, it is expanded because it is not just you, the human, sitting in the chairs or laying on your sofa or on the floor. It is not just that portion of you. See, you expand, you open up your energy fields to include other things in your moment. You include us, even though, yes, we are a bunch of old dead Jews on this day. You include us in your moment. See, you are not leaving your body or your reality to go out into the other dimensions to visit us. You are not denying your humanness and the moment you are sitting in, dear friends. But you are opening up your energy. You are expanding your field now to include us. You are also including all of the aspects of who you have been in past lives. You are including all of that energy in your now. See, as we sit here right now, most of you are not afraid to open up. You are sitting in the sacred energy of your divinity and of the family of Om Shambhra. So you can open up to include all of the experiences of your past lives. You can open up to include the other realms. It is the expanded now because you are fully present. You are the anchor point. You are the focal point. You see, in the past, you would try to leave. You would try to deny the now to go somewhere else. This is what Moshe talked about when he said, be in your truth. Your truth is that you are human. You are here now. Do not try to leave. That is the expanded now. The expanded now is the new energy. It is one of the physics of the new energy. You can be fully present, yet include everything else. When you have no fear that someone else can consume you or control you, then you can open those energy fields and be in the expanded now. You can understand at multi-dimensional levels when you are in the expanded now. For your energy not only expands in your three-dimensional world, but now it crosses into the other dimensions. As we have talked about, it is in this class of the tools for the new energy. You go into the multidimensional layers, that's what we call the space between the space of the atoms. The space between the space is where you access these multidimensional layers. We'll give you a short example to help you to understand. Imagine there is a large, large lake. And the lake is beautiful. Surrounded by mountains. Perhaps someday you will have a center there also. The lake is very beautiful and it is very calm. It is like glass. And you set out from your dock on one end of the lake. You set out on your boat and you travel in a straight line heading towards the shore on the other side, but it is a shore that you cannot see. You assume it is there. And you head out, speeding across the glass-like waters. And as you look behind you, you see a wake. You see waves that have been caused by your movement in the boat. Dear friends, in this analogy, the waves behind you are like all of the experiences of your past lives. You have created something. You have created movement here represented by the waves. The waves, in a sense, take on a life and an energy of their own. Much like your past life energies, your identities from the past, take on their own identity. They are not creators like you. But in a sense, your past lives live on. We've talked about this before. When you release them, they go into the cosmic planes and continue a life of their own, in a way. But the waves behind the boat are all of the experiences and all of the energy of your past. Now, when you go into the expanded now, that you are in now, it is like the boat stops. The boat stops, but the waves continue. They have a life of their own. And they come back and intersect with the boat. They come back. Their energies come back and intersect with the boat. And in the expanded now, you are not only on the surface of the lake, but in a sense, you are also at all the depths of the lake. You are not only a boat on the surface, but you are like a submarine down below. You see, while you thought you were leading a very linear life, there was so much happening at the other levels. The lake is very, very deep. What you are creating was more than just a wave on the surface, but you were changing all things in the universe. You only saw the surface. You only saw the waves. You never saw the shore. Now, the expanded now you sit in, you have full access to all of the depths of the lake, all of the experiences that were created on the surface, in the waves. It all comes back to you. There is no need now to be zooming across the lake in your boat. As we said in our story before, you remain still. Everything comes to you. Everything. The expanded now includes all of the energies of the past, all of the interdimensional work you've been doing. Comes back to you now. It comes back to you now. You will come to realize so many things. You will come to understand these things that you call multiple personality disorders. You will come to understand that there are aspects of yourself. You are experiencing bleed-throughs. So many of you are experiencing things like this now. You are wondering what is happening to your mind. You are getting feelings. You are getting visions and images from the past, from multidimensional aspects of yourself. They are coming through. There's nothing wrong. Stay grounded in the expanded now moment, and you will understand what this is all about. You will have so many things happen to you that make you scratch your head, wondering about a license plate that you see, for instance. Wondering why at one moment you thought you were going to be in a horrendous car accident, only to find yourself, yes, indeed, on the other side of the road, faced in the proper direction with traffic, fully safe. You wondered what happened in those moments. It was not the angels that did it. It was you. It was you in the expanded moment choosing a different potential. We will talk about the expanded now and the implications and how it affects your life in the next few gatherings of Chandra. We will go into some more of the details. In the meantime, we know some of you are already jotting down notes, trying to figure this all out. Dear friends, feel it. Simply feel it. Be in the expanded moment. Indeed, everything comes to you. Everything comes to you. It is the physics of the new energy. And we will speak more about this. But now, dear Chandra, it is time for the shoud. It is time to bring all of your energies together. It is time to, yes indeed, speak in one voice. It is time to have Moshi and I sit back and listen to you. Sit here and hear your words. Feel your love emanate. We will take a moment to shift the energies here. And the next thing you will hear will be yourself. And dear friends, here, before we start, be bold, open up. Add your energy to shout. We are Chandra. We are one family. We are family throughout the world and the universe. We are one voice and many voices on this day. And it gives us delight to be here with Moses and Muhammad and Tobias. It gives us great delight to speak from our heart and from our feelings now. It gives us delight to open up and express what we are learning, express the ways of the new energy. Last month when we gathered in Shaud and combined our energy, we did talk about the illusion of power and the fact that there truly is no power. There truly is only energy. We work with energy. We create with energy. With this understanding that we have come to, we know now that within our expanded moment, within our reality, there is no light and dark. There are no forces working against each other. Now, the elements work together for each other. What we have been finding is we can heal, we can balance our own physical body. If there are diseases within us, they now work with the elements that are trying to heal us, the immune forces, the parts of our biology that try to repair. Now there are not two forces within us battling back and forth. There's only one. They all work together in commonness. They all work together to keep us balanced in the new energy. We do not need to worry as Chandra of picking up germs or diseases from other people. We can be in an office environment where there are colds and flus and not worry about those germs getting us down. We can open up and allow what we would consider these diseases and these negative energies into our energy fields, into our lives, even into our body. Because once they come into our body, all of the energies work together. They combine in the new energy for a whole new balance. There is no power of a flu or power of the body to heal itself. That was an illusion. Now everything comes together in unity. This is how we can preserve our biology, be fully present in the expanded moment, to rejuvenate ourselves. Hashambra, we realize we don't have to battle, we should not battle what we consider dark energies, disease energies, unhealthy energies, for that too was an illusion. We do not need to worry in our lives about unbalanced emotions, dark emotions, for now they can work together. In the past, we were always battling our own selves, our own demons, and our own darkness. In a sense, this was appropriate because it gave us the energy to continue moving us on our journey. But now, by releasing the illusion of power, releasing the judgment about light and dark, all of these things can work together. We can be the creator and choose our reality, and all of these energies support our choices. We do not need to worry about darkness, negative vibrations from other people affecting us. They can come into our energy field. These negative feelings, these negative aspects coming from others, and they do not have to bring us down. In a sense, because it is just energy, it can feed us. We can be balanced. We can be filled with passion and love, even in the midst of large groups of people who are angry or depressed. By releasing the illusion of power, we open up a whole new realm of energies for ourselves in our life that supports our choices as creators. We can bring in any energies into our being. And there is a transmutation that occurs. There is a process that brings everything together in support the gods that we are. Battling the darkness as we did only gave strength to the darkness. The darkness trying to annihilate the light only gave the light strength and hope. Now we release the judgments of energy. We release the illusion of power. So all of these can work together. To heal ourselves, we open up to everything. To heal our bodies, we allow all of these to come back together. In a way, you could say that we do not need these antibiotics. We do not need all of these things that try to purge out the negative. We accept and we appreciate all of the energies that come in. But the work that we've been doing with Saint Germain, we become transmuters. We become changers of energies. We release the old charge on the elements of light and dark so that both are appropriate, both work for us as the creators. This is how we change the world from within us. We change the world by reuniting the energies and accepting the appropriateness. We change our own lives by taking the responsibility of everything, of all of the past aspects. We take responsibility even if our body is in disease now, and we allow ourselves to transmute this into healing. We take responsibility for any imbalances in the emotions, and we allow these opposing forces in our mind to come together now in oneness. Not one enslaving the other or annihilating the other, but working in harmony, melding in a new dance, the light and the dark coming together and creating a new energy, a third energy. power was just an illusion. There is just energy. We are Chandra. We are the journeyers. We are the creators. And so it is. Now, I, Tobias, Moses, return here. Yes, we do have some interesting gatherings. You probably never thought that you would see it in your life when you could sit one day with Yeshua, the next day with Moses, and all of the others who we brought in. But, dear friends, you are attracting these energies. You are attracting the interest of the angels for the work that you are doing. We know we tell you over and over, and we will continue to tell you over and over. We honor you. You are grand beings. You do not see below the surface of the lake that we spoke of. You do not see what you are truly doing. You tend to look behind you and say, but all I did was created waves. What you have done is changed the very fabric of human consciousness. You have changed the very fabric of universal consciousness as well. That is why we are always so honored to come and sit with you, to share with you, to bring in the angels, to bring in the masters, to honor you as the true masters of the new energy. Indeed, we also ask you to continue to be bold in your lives. Come out, dear Chandra. Come out to play. Come out to create. Come out to be the beacons of light for all of the others. We love you dearly. We will continue to be with you. For Chandra, the greatest angels in the universe are watching you, are loving you, and supporting you in this incredible journey. You are never alone. And so it is.